who are we? And we found out we are a child in God's family the first week. And last week we found out we are a sheep in God's flock. And this has been a pretty good study. It's been a blessing. Folks seem to enjoy it. And so we want to invite you to come out. Do ask you, remember Sister Joanne, she's got to be at the doctor early in the morning. And so you pray for them, if you would please, and all the others that are sick and have got the flu or something else. Remember them in your prayers, if you would. All right, let's turn tonight, if you would, to Psalms 23 tonight. Psalms, the 23rd chapter tonight. We're going to read it all, which is only six verses tonight in Psalms 23. You found that? Let's stand and read that tonight. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you. Can be seated. Our fathers, we bow before you tonight, Lord. We thank you once again for the folks that have come out tonight on this cold Sunday night. And certainly, Lord, it does prove a degree of dedication and love for the Lord. And fathers, we come tonight. Lord, we thank you for those that came out real early, Lord, to practice in the choir, and how good that they sounded. And I pray the Lord will bless them when they sing, Lord, in the services when the time comes. Thank you for those visiting tonight. And now, Lord, we come tonight. People have made an extra effort to get here. And, Lord, I pray that their effort wouldn't be in vain. And I bring these handful of crumbs and try to get them over into your hands, Lord, that you might multiply them as the need is. And Lord, that the need would be met. I pray tonight as you look over the crowd, as you scan our hearts, Lord, tonight, if you see, Lord, anything within us, Lord, that needs correction or help, or maybe one that needs salvation, I pray the Lord would deal with that situation tonight before this service is over. And Lord, we'll ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. We have looked back in December, mostly in December, we looked at the five names of God. And in the Bible, these are names that describe who the Lord is. And it's important that we understand who the Lord is. We've been trying on Wednesday night to find out who we are, but it's also important to find out who the Lord is. Now, there's many names for God in the Bible. If you were to begin to look and search this out, you'd find out that there's multiple names ascribed to God in the Bible. But there are basically seven prominent names that stand out and describe who that God really is. And we covered five of these in the times that we preached about the names of the Lord. We went over five of these names already. But tonight we're going to look at the two that are left and also the five we've already covered, because you see in Psalms 23, it's a Psalms that we often use at a funeral many times, and it's fitting. It's good funeral material, but it's a lot more than just material for a funeral. You see, the thing about it is that in Psalms 23, in those six verses, you have all seven of the names of God described in those six verses in Psalms 23. And we want to look at them tonight. Of course, five of them we've already done, and we'll just kind of touch on them, review them a little bit, but then we'll bring out the last two that we have not yet described. And I don't know if this has helped you any or not, but it's been a real blessing to me. And in my own personal life, when I have some things that I need, these titles of the Lord have reminded me that God is able. And of course, every time we looked at one of these names of God, we always finished up by going to the New Testament and showing you that what these were in the Old Testament, Jesus is in the New Testament. And we want to look first of all, and this is a name that we haven't done yet, and it is the name Jehovah Raha, Jehovah R-A-H-A. And we find that in the very first verse. For you see, that name Jehovah Raha, it means the Lord is my shepherd. And we see that right there in verse 1. The Bible said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now this is right at the top of the list of all the other six that we're going to look at tonight. But the psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd. We notice it is a personal thing. And it doesn't matter what the other five verses say. If you cannot say what verse 1 says tonight, the Lord is my shepherd. In other words, you've been saved by the grace of God, and you know the Lord, and learning more about the Lord every day. And you know the Lord is your shepherd. Now, we know David's the writer of this Psalms, and we realize that David was a shepherd himself. God had a special love, it seemed like, for shepherds in the Word of God. And I will say this, that if a man was a shepherd in Bible days, he was mostly despised by the world. The Egyptians considered a shepherd, the job of a shepherd, to be an abomination. Can I tell you that not much has changed in the world tonight? That when you tell somebody you're a preacher or an evangelist or a pastor, you're involved in the Lord's work, oftentimes you're looked down upon as somebody that don't want to work. He's a preacher, he only works one day a week. All them type things that you often hear. I worked at a factory for 23 years, and I tell you this, the hardest work I've done in my life was not at the factory. It's here at the church and in the work of God. Now, the factory work was physical work, and it was hard physically, but preaching and pastoring and leading sheep and dealing with people, it's more of a mental stress than it is a physical stress. But David, being a shepherd himself, David is, of course, a sheep. He's a shepherd, but in this Psalms, he's a sheep. And really, what this whole thing is, it's a sheep talking about the good shepherd that he had. That's what David's doing. When we look here tonight in the Word of God, we find out that he makes a proclamation. The Lord is my shepherd. He wants everybody to know who his shepherd is. As we look here tonight, we realize that there's a purpose here. You see, the Lord is my shepherd. Well, one thing sheep need, they need a shepherd, amen. Because as we studied Wednesday night, that sheep are not able to clean themselves. Sheep need someone to lead them about and to help them. So there's a purpose in David having this shepherd. Then tonight, I want to say tonight that shepherd is the protection for the sheep. I want to go over this. I brought this out Wednesday night, but it's worth repeating. There are many of you who wouldn't hear Wednesday night, but we read how the shepherd protects the sheep. I use the illustration of David over in 1 Samuel 17, and David gives a a thing that happened in his life in verse 35 and verse 34. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard and I smote him and I slew him. But we go over to Amos and we have a different picture there. Amos was a shepherd and a tender of the herds. And over there in Amos in chapter 3, the Bible says in verse 12, thus saith the Lord, as the shepherd taketh out of the mouth of the lion two legs or a piece and an ear, so shall the children of Israel be taken out that dwell in Samaria in the corner of a bed and in Damascus in a couch. Now the first sheep was delivered. It was delivered. The shepherd came. He smote the lion. He smote the bear. He delivered that sheep out of the mouth of the bear and of the lion. But we get over here in Amos and the sheep wasn't delivered. He didn't make it. By the time the shepherd got there, he had to get a piece of an ear and a piece of a leg out of the mouth of the lion. Now there's a distinct difference in these two situations. You say, what are they? Well, notice that the first sheep, the Bible said that he went out after him and he smote him, and the Bible says that he was in the flock. When you read all that out, David's tending the flock, and this sheep is in the flock, and the shepherd's there, and he delivers him. But you notice in the last incident, the illustration's given of Israel being taken out that dwell in Samaria. In other words, they're in a place they oughtn't to be. Now listen, if you're one of God's sheep and you stay in the flock, the shepherd will protect you and watch over you. But if you leave the flock and you get out somewhere where you oughtn't to be, you get down at the bar joint, beer joint, you get out at some keg party or some place you're going to be, God is not allowed. God is not expected to deliver you when you get somewhere where you oughtn't to be. Amen. David talks about the Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah Rapha, R-H-A, Rapha, the Lord is my shepherd. That's a new one. You don't have that one. And so tonight you can say Jehovah Rapha, the Lord is my shepherd. But let's run over real quick to the New Testament. John 10:11, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And there we find that Jehovah Rapha over in the New Testament is none other than Jesus himself. Amen, amen. And then we see here in verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That's Jehovah Shalom. We talked about that. That Jehovah Shalom. We read about that over in Judges 6. And it calls it, it spells it out there. And the Lord is our peace. That's what that name means, Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is our peace. And we see that in Psalms 23 and verse 2. He leadeth me beside the still waters. You see, he's talking about a peaceful place. It's a picture of Jehovah Shalom. We found out when we went to Judges 6, we found out in that chapter when we first preached about Jehovah Shalom and found his name over there, we found out that he gave peace through prayer. We found out that when we pray, that God gives us peace through prayer. Philippians chapter 4, and the Bible said, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Here it is. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding to keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. And so Jehovah Shalom, He's our peace. Then we found out in that chapter that He brings us peace through preaching. Oftentimes it's the preaching of the Word of God, as it was there in that chapter, that we found peace. And always, always we find peace through His presence. Amen. I thank God that whenever He's around, the peace of God is always there. Whenever the Lord is around, I thank the Lord for Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is our peace. C.M. Slemings in his little book, He Leadeth Me. In that little book, C.W. Slemings, he explains that where the Bible says, He leadeth me beside the still waters. You see, sheep are so timid, so easily frightened, that a sheep, when they would lead them up into the mountains, and those mountain streams were gushing down through the mountain, like you've seen over around Smoky Mountains and places in mountainous areas, those streams quickly making their way down the mountain. And those sheep were so timid. It didn't take much to frighten them off. It didn't take much to unnerve them. You know, like you and like me. It don't take much to unnerve us. But the Bible said that shepherd, knowing how them sheep were, that he'd take that shepherd's staff and he would keep rutting out a little place out where that water gushing down that they were afraid of would find a little inlet, and that little inlet would come in, and he'd dig out a little pool there, and then the still waters would be in that little pool, and the sheep could drink. Well, you see, the Lord is our peace, thank God. I'm glad the Bible says, He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. That's Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is our peace. If you have any peace tonight, you didn't find it in Washington. If you have any peace tonight, you didn't find it anywhere in this world. But if you have any lasting peace tonight, you found it in the Lord. Jesus said, My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. You see, the peace the world gives, they give it, but it's soon taken away. But I'm glad Jesus gives us a lasting peace. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is our peace. We run quickly over to the New Testament over there, and we find in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 14, we find the Bible says, He, talking about Jesus, He is our peace. Amen. Brother Eddie's daughter that got killed in a car wreck many years ago, little Cindy. And Cindy, Brother Eddie, I can still see her up here singing, The only real peace that I have is in you, Lord. And thank God, I'm glad that the only peace that we have tonight that's going to last, that's going to settle the commotions of this world when the world's falling apart, when the doctor gives no hope, when troubled times come, I'm glad there's a deep settled peace down in the soul of the child of God, and Jesus is His peace. Amen. All right, look at verse 3. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. That's Jehovah Teskenu. And if you remember, that means the Lord is our righteousness. And you remember how the Bible said, He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. We seen that in Jeremiah 23, verse 1 through 6, when we were studying Jehovah Teskenu. And it was over there in Jeremiah we found out about that name of the Lord. And we realize that it had to do with Israel's greatest problem. The greatest problem Israel has tonight is not Hamas. The greatest, although that's a great problem, the greatest problem that Israel has tonight is not the nations that surround them. But the greatest problem Israel has tonight is the same problem they had in the Old Testament. They being ignorant of the righteousness of God, they went about to establish their own righteousness and not realizing that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. I'm glad. The Bible tells us that Romans 10 and verse 3, Paul said they had a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. They were ignorant of the righteousness of God. But I'm glad tonight that I know Jehovah Tiskanu. You say, what do you mean? I don't have any righteousness. Isaiah described the righteousness that I have as just a man trying to live right and do right. Isaiah described that righteousness as filthy rags. And you don't really know how filthy those rags are until you study that out. I'm not going to bring it out tonight, but until you study that out, you don't realize what God thinks about our righteousness. The Bible said there's none good, no, not one. There is none righteous, the Bible said, no, not one. You see, our problem was that we had no way of being righteous enough to get to heaven when this life's over. We could not save ourselves. But thank God, one day I heard about Jehovah Tiskanu. You say, what is it? The Lord is our righteousness. I don't have any. I'm counting on His tonight. Amen. Thank God tonight. I'm glad. 1 Corinthians 1 and 30 said He, Jesus, will run into the New Testament now and see if we can find Jehovah Tiskanu over there. And we find Him in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 30 where the Bible said, the Lord is made unto us wisdom and righteousness, the Bible says, and a great list of other things. And so I'm glad tonight, thank God, that I know Jehovah Ramah, the Lord is my shepherd. I'm glad I know Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is my peace. I'm glad I know Jehovah Tiskanu, the Lord is our righteousness. Look at that fourth verse. This is another one that we have not picked up on. This is the seventh one. And he says in verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Jehovah Shammah means the Lord is present. The psalmist said, the Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. Notice in the verse, when the Lord is with you and the Lord is with me, notice that the fear factor changes. He said, I will fear no evil. I'll tell you, whenever the Lord, I've been in places where that I was afraid, and then the Lord, His presence was made known to me. I felt the Lord was there. And that fear factor greatly changed, amen. We first find that word Jehovah Shammah in Ezekiel 48 and verse 35. We're not going to go over there, but that's where it comes from. And notice that the Lord is present. And that makes a big difference in our fear level. When we know the Lord is present. And then notice this. He said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That has to do with us being alone. A lot of you folks tonight, Sister Maydell, Sister Linda, maybe some others, one of you, tonight you live alone. You live by yourself. But I'm glad that because of Jehovah Shammah, you're never by yourself. He said, thou art with me. Amen. Listen, one day if we live long enough, we may find ourselves being pushed down the hall of a nursing home like many other people have. You say, I'm praying not to go in there. I'd say a lot of them did too, but it didn't work out that way. Amen. But I'm glad if one scary night you find yourself all alone in a nursing home and the sounds down the hall and up the hall and all family gone, I'm glad that you can say, the Lord, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is with me. Amen. I'll tell you, thank God. That helps my fear level. Amen. Notice he said, thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. They comfort me. They comfort me. You see, to know the Lord's present, to know the Lord's there, that brings a comfort. That brings a comfort to our troubled hearts. Everybody gets afraid. Even David, the great mighty man, giant slayer, lamb protector, even David said, what time I'm afraid, I'll trust in the Lord. And so David was saying that what time I get afraid and scared, I'm just going to remember, I'm going to trust in the Lord, that the Lord is there. Amen. I'm glad Nahum said in Nahum 1:7, the Lord is a present help in the time of trouble. You don't have to dial 911. You don't have to worry if the police are going to get there after you call them. The Lord is a present help in the time of trouble. He's right there with us all the time. That's Jehovah Shammah. And then there he is in verse 5. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That's Jehovah Jireh. That was the very first one that we looked at. Over in Genesis chapter 22, Abraham, Riley preached about it this morning, Abraham and Isaac, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. I tell you what, boy, that helped me, that Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. I'm not going to go into any detail, but after I preached that first night on Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. I had a great need in my life. Every morning I'd go in to my study and I'd say, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. I'd say, Lord, you know this need I've got. I'm not telling nobody else about it. But Lord, I've got a great need. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Well, I'm glad to report to you tonight, God met that need. God supplied that need. That need's taken care of. And I jumped up and down and shouted in my office and said, thank God, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. And I'll say hallelujah. When we look there in Psalm, the psalmist said, he's prepared me a table. He's prepared me a table. When we run over to the New Testament on Jehovah Shammah, it's Hebrews 13:5. The Lord said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. That's Jehovah Shammah over there. We talk about Jehovah Jireh, and we've seen there in Genesis 22. We've seen where the Lord provided a son. He was a miracle son. He was a model son. He done everything his father told him to do. A miracle son, a model son, and a most loved son. He said, take thy son Isaac upon the mountain, thy son whom thou lovest. Amen. I'm glad that God is Jehovah Jireh. I'm glad that he provided a son. I'm glad he provided a substitute. And because he provided a son and he provided a substitute, he provided salvation. Not only for Isaac, but also for you and me. Amen. If we want to find Jehovah Jireh over in the New Testament, that'd be Philippians 4:19. For my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Amen. Look on down if you will. Again in verse 5, the Bible said, thou anointest my head with oil. And then in verse 3, backing up, he said, he restoreth my soul. That's Jehovah Rapha. R-O-P-H-I. Jehovah Rapha. It means the Lord that healeth thee. I'm glad God's a healer. Amen. We first looked at that in Exodus 15. And that's where we found the name at, in Exodus 15. And they had just come out of the crossing the Red Sea and got across the Red Sea and come through the Red Sea and didn't have one drop of water they could drink. It was all bitter. And the Bible said the Lord healed that bitter water. And if you remember, it's a reminder to you and a reminder to me that God can heal the bitterness of life's way. Sometimes life can get awful bitter. But I'm glad the Lord, when we take that tree that's in Exodus 15, which is a type of the cross, when we take the cross and throw it into life's bitter waters, it always makes it a little sweeter. Thank God. And then we've seen the bitterness of the waters. We've seen the sickness of the bodies. And he said in that very chapter, he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I'm glad God's able to heal our bodies. I still believe he can. You say, I don't believe the Lord heals anymore. Why do you pray every time you get sick? And ask everybody else to pray and post it all over Facebook and get on the prayer chain. If you didn't believe the Lord could heal. But the greatest sickness the Lord heals is the sickness of the soul. The sickness of the soul. And we run over to the New Testament and we want to find him over there. We find him over there. We find him over there in Acts 10, verse 38, where the Bible said, God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good and healing all that were sick and oppressed of the devil. I'm glad the Lord is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals us. Amen. And then, lastly, tonight, look at verse 6. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's Jehovah Nissi. You remember what Jehovah Nissi was? That's Exodus 17, where we first seen that. And it simply means the Lord is my banner. Amen. We talked about how the Lord used a flag to illustrate it, how the Lord was our banner. And as our banner, we need to raise it up. Amen. As our banner, we need to do our allegiance to it and pledge our allegiance to the Lord. The Lord is our banner. But that banner tells about who we belong to. See, when I salute that Christian flag, that's saying I belong to the Lord. I belong to heaven. I'm a citizen of heaven. But when I salute that American flag, that's saying I'm a citizen of America. I am an American. Amen. I'm like Merle Haggard. If you don't love it, leave it. Amen. Don't come over here trying to change what we got to what you had, because what you had you didn't like, or you wouldn't be trying to get what we got. Amen. Thank God the Lord's our banner. You say, where's that at in this verse? He said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I usually dwell where I belong. You come by 1721 Roseville Road, my name's on the mailbox. You say, why? I belong there. I live there. It's where I'll be tonight. If you need me, I'll be there. You say, why? I belong there. You see, the reason that one of these days I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever is because I belong there. That's where I'm going to live throughout all eternity. I'm not going to hell. I'm not going to spend my eternity in hell. You say, why? Because of the fact of Jehovah Nissi. The Lord's my banner. I belong to Him. I want all the world to know that I belong to Him. Amen. It shows who we belong to. If you want to see that in the New Testament, that's John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house were many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again, gather you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. You know why he's coming back for us? Because we belong to him. He paid a great deal for us. Every now and then I go down to the grocery store and pick up groceries. And not often, but every now and then this will happen. And it happened to me some time ago. And I went in and got my groceries, and I primarily needed more than anything else I got. I got a whole lot of stuff I didn't need when I got there. And the lady at the checkout said, "Did you find everything you needed?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am, and a whole lot more I didn't need." But when she bagged it up and I got home and I unbagged it, I found out she didn't put my milk in there. I told Max Helen, I said, "They didn't put my milk in there." And she said, "What are you going to do?" I said, "I'm going back to get it right now." And I drove back to town. I went in. I said, "Ma'am, you didn't put my milk in the bag there, in the cart. You didn't put my milk in there." And she said, "Yeah, we got it right here." You say, wasn't that a lot of trouble to go back and get it? Well, I'd already paid for it. And the reason I went back to get it is because I already paid for it. You see, the reason I know he's coming back to get us is because he's already paid for us. And he ain't going to leave us down here what he's already paid for. Amen. Thank God for Jehovah Nisa. Well, there they are, all seven names. Jehovah Raha, the Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is our peace. Jehovah Tiskanu, the Lord is our righteousness. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Rapi, the Lord that healeth. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord is my banner. And so the psalmist said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Some of these new Bibles change this stuff. Why would you ever want to change a beautiful chapter like that? How could you improve upon a beautiful chapter like that? "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." And I will, underline that, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now what a book we've got. That God could take six verses and put the meaning of all the seven prominent names of God in the Old Testament in six little verses. That's because this book's God's book. Amen. Father, I thank you tonight that, Lord, you're all these things and much more.